One of America's most reliable companies said today that it's slashing its dividend by 50% and restructuring its business model. GE is cutting the quarterly payment it makes to investors for just the third time since 1899 and hoping to streamline this once formidable conglomerate into a handful of key businesses. Mike Regan, a senior editor with Bloomberg News, has taken a look. Mike, welcome back.
Thanks, Robin.
So GE has been struggling. A new CEO came on board this year to try to lead a turnaround. But the company's dividend has long been one of the best in the country. Was that the problem? They were paying out too much. They need that cash to fix problems?
Well, yeah, it became clear that they just simply were not going to generate enough cash flow to comfortably pay that dividend. Part of today's news, in addition to the cut in the dividend, was they drastically lowered their earnings forecast to as little as $1 a share per year. And so if you figure you're paying 24 cents a share every quarter, that means almost all your, you know, dividends, almost as much profit as you're making. So it's, you know, it was a tenuous situation for them to keep paying this healthy dividend.
Right. Well, Wall Street seemed to approve. But what happened here? You know, they're going to save about $4 billion a year by cutting the dividend. What are the problems they need to fix?
Well, it's one of these things that when you have a new CEO come in like John Flannery, it's a lot easier for a new CEO to take these big sort of painful steps to turn around a company. And what they're doing is obviously selling off a lot of assets. They're going to be laying off people. And all those things save the company money in the long run. But in the short run, it can be very expensive to do. So it's all sort of part of the same turnaround plan that they have under the new CEO.
Right. Well, by the way, might some investors flee? You know, retirees rely on this kind of dividend income. Will they lose investors?
Yeah. And well, the stock is it's down a little bit today. It's down over 40% over the last 16 months. So it's clear that a lot of investors have bailed out on this stock. You know, for a retiree, someone like that who has a lot of a single stock in their portfolio, it's a good reminder to always diversify and not have too much of your savings in one stock.
Well, how about a reminder to a big conglomerate? You said they're selling off assets. They want to concentrate on just aviation, power, and healthcare. What does this say about the state of conglomerates?
Well, you know, I think it's always wise for a company to diversify. And in the 80s and maybe early 90s, Jack Welch, the former CEO of GE, was considered a big role model for how much he diversified this company. But they've sort of taken it to the extreme, and not just today's actions, but remember they sold NBC Universal. They got out of a lot of the financial services business they were in. The company became so sprawling that it was very tough for Wall Street to get it, wrap its head around exactly everything that was in its business. Their financial statements became very complicated. And when you think about a Wall Street analyst trying to analyze a stock, well, if a company's in television and financial services and it's making jet engines and it's in healthcare, it becomes very hard to sort of wrap your head around a company that big. And I think they're proving that getting that big is not necessarily a good idea.
So now GE is aviation, power, and healthcare. At least that's what they want you to know going forward. Mike Regan, senior editor with Bloomberg News. Thank you.
Thank you, Robin.